every morning, Arabile Gumede and Nastasia Aronsa on Classic Business. Breakfast with MoneyWeb.
All right, so we're chatting now about mining. And of course, with the African mining indaba currently happening, things have, of course, taken a focus and a look at just how sustainable mining, not only in South Africa, but across the African continent and perhaps then across the world really can be. Just how significant, how important is it that we get the shift and the mix quite right? And of course, even after having the Mining Charter 3.0, as many are calling it here in South Africa, the interesting element is how sustainable is it with regards to business. So let's talk about that and all things mining in Durban. Nivash Singh, Head of Mining and Resources Finance International at Nedbank, joins us on the line. Nivash, thank you so much for your time this morning. I suppose the challenges then for particularly the banking sector operating in a mining scenario is one where you have to be extremely cautious because things haven't necessarily gone that well.
Absolutely. Thanks, Arabile. You know, mining is it's a cyclical industry that operates with many risks. The idea is to identify those risks and to create mitigation for these risks. It's a very dynamic industry which has huge potential for growth and development, but if managed incorrectly, it can be a disaster.
In trying to manage those disasters, do you feel that enough attention has been paid to ensuring the sustainability of mining in the long run? It seems that there are a lot of moving parts to this, and one of them is that people want the money and they want it now. And you know, whatever historical issues there may be, it all has just affected the sustainability of South Africa's mining sector and perhaps even the continent's.
Absolutely. I mean, mining is a long-term business. There are no quick gains, and if not managed carefully, you could end up with multiple losses. Host governments across the continent, in the bull market when prices, commodity prices are high, they are generally quite demanding in terms of royalties and taxes and additional regulation. But in cases where the commodity cycle turns and prices fall, you find that they reopen up the borders for new investment. So government is a factor that affects mining industry in general. And, you know, as mining owners, mining company project owners, they need to do their best in terms of managing government and the expectations.
Yeah. What about the availability of funding, particularly for the junior miners who need it the most at this point? And also, why is it so important that they choose the funding partners extremely carefully, especially in this time?
I think there's lots of liquidity at the moment in the mining sector, especially in the junior mining sector. You find that there's debt funds that are competing with commercial banks such as ourselves. And the advice we're giving to mining project owners is that you need to choose your partners carefully. This is a long-term game. It's not a short-term perspective. When things go wrong, you, as a mining company, you need partners that understand the cycle, the commodity cycle, and able to cope with a depressed cycle when the cycle turns. Because the one thing we know for certain, Arabile, is that the commodity cycle does not always trend upwards. Mm-hmm. It will turn adversely to affect cash flow in the short to medium term. And you need partners that can work with you on a long-term basis to work through those difficult patches.
One would say that it perhaps isn't as necessarily as viable, even if you work through those tough patches. Would you agree with a sentiment like that, or is it just a case of finding the right sort of hold or the right market to go into?
Well, you know, there are many factors that impact sustainability in mining. For example, you've got terrorism in the western part of the continent and the eastern parts of the continent as well, which no banker, no commodity expert could have forecast. So I think there are some risks which will not be identified at inception. Again, it comes back to identifying, assessing, evaluating risks at the beginning and managing those as best as you can.
Mm. All right, then what about resource nationalism, as they're calling it, and what it means for, you know, that lending space, for banks who are obviously trying to lend mining to mining companies, not just as we mentioned in South Africa, but across the continent too?
Yes, and I think that's a really important point. Keep in mind that the mining in Indaba is not a mining conference for the South African economy only. It's an African mining conference.
Mm-hmm.
Resource nationalism is peaking on the continent. I think, to be fair, host governments are looking for their fair share of taxes, royalties, and distributions. Mining companies are being encouraged to pay their fair share of taxes and royalties. And we're saying to all our clients that you need to be a good corporate citizen in the country in which you operate in order to be successful.
Yeah. Nivash, really appreciate your time this morning, but really, really great having you on the show there. That's just chatting about a whole lot of this mining sector and funding for it, right? And Nivash Singh is head of mining as well as Resource Finance International at Nedbank CIB. Thank you for joining us on the line for that one.